.self, eIDAS, and the managed internet. Several stories converged on a single anxiety, that the open internet is gradually being replaced by a managed internet controlled by a small number of platform operators. The .self TLD proposal from the Human-Centered Computing Foundation drew 540 points and 313 comments. The new top-level domain is designed specifically for self-hosting, with registrar structures and DNS policies intended to protect individual operators rather than commercial interests. The existing TLD ecosystem, proponents argued, is built for commercial registrants. Even .org, intended for nonprofits, is now controlled by a private equity-backed registry. The HN thread went deep into ICANN politics. The eIDAS 2.0 story, framed by the WAG Institute as a gift to Google and Apple, illustrated the implementation gap in European digital policy. The EU regulation mandates digital identity wallets for EU citizens, an attempt to create European digital sovereignty. But the wallets must live on smartphones, meaning they will live inside Apple's App Store or Google's Play Store ecosystem. European digital identity infrastructure thereby has a dependency on American corporate goodwill built into its foundation. The Digital Markets Act's gatekeeper obligations represent a different regulatory approach, imposing behavioral remedies in advance rather than waiting for harm to materialize and then litigating. But the underlying infrastructure problem remains. A native graphical shell for SSH, drawing 323 points and 186 comments, connected to the same theme at a more practical level. The project adds a graphical layer to SSH sessions, enabling drag-and-drop file transfer, inline image rendering, and persistent terminal state across reconnections. The HN discussion split between enthusiasm for reduced friction in managing remote servers. Anything that lowers that barrier keeps more developers running their own infrastructure rather than delegating to AWS or Azure, and skepticism about adding complexity to a security-critical protocol whose safety properties derive partly from its simplicity.